There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking wardrobing on the Business Breakfast this morning. The practice of buying an outfit knowing that you are only going to wear it once and then returning it. How much of a problem is the practice for retailers? And could renting clothes be the answer? We are speaking now to the director of dress rental company The Mode, Rachel Weiler. Rachel, it's lovely to have you in. Thanks for joining us. What do you make of the global rise of wardrobing?
I mean, I think it's very wrong. I mean, ultimately, it's an act of fraud, isn't it? And I think retailers have every right to be putting a system in place to stop it from occurring. I think as well with the rise in social media, I think that's probably a big driver for why people are doing it, because they want to be seen in a different outfit on every Instagram post. So The Mode, I mean, it offers a ethical and approachable way to wardrobing.
And this is what you're doing, aren't you? You're renting out outfits for single use.
Yes.
Because they come back.
That's exactly right. So The Mode is an online rental platform where we offer dresses for rent for a fraction of the retail price. You can rent for 3, 7, or 10 days. The dress is delivered to you, steamed, ready to wear, and collected upon the rental period for dry cleaning, which is all included in the cost.
You've been going for nearly 2 years now. Did you set up because you saw that wardrobing were going on, that people were buying, stroke borrowing, dresses for weddings and then returning them to the store?
Not so much. It was more the sense that people, I mean, myself as well, I found were buying dresses, wearing them once, paying for them, obviously, and then leaving them in the wardrobe, not actually returning them and doing it the illegal way, I'd say. So that's kind of where it came. But now I don't notice it so much that happens in the UAE. I'd say more where the article, The Guardian, in the UK, it's probably more prominent there. But yeah, I haven't really experienced it so much myself here.
Do you think that might be because we have stricter return policies in some places? Stores will only give you credit or exchange. They won't give you your money back. Or are we just less frugal?
Yeah, I would say less frugal, and also probably the aspect of the returns policy as well.
So I'm looking at some of the prices on your website, and it strikes me that essentially you're paying to rent a dress about 20 or 25% of the retail price, because you put the retail price on your website. For example, I'm looking at the Lydia dress from the Misha collection, and you say it's 1,250 dirhams to buy it, and you can rent it from 230 dirhams. That's kind of ballpark.
Yeah, exactly. It's around 20 to 30%. And just to have the retail price there, people really know what they're saving as well. So it's a good option to have there.
What have you seen in terms of growth in your business?
I mean, people really love the concept of renting. I mean, obviously renting has been around for many years, but for a lot of people, it's the first time. And once they understand the process, they really, really love it. And a lot of our customers come back. We have about 40% return customer rate. So, yeah.
What about in terms of numbers, though? I mean, you started not this January, but the January
last
before.
January.
How many dresses would you have out there in an average week?
It depends, really, on obviously each month it differs. Around 20 to 25 a week.
And what kind of investment have you had to make in stock?
Initially, there was quite a big investment. However, a lot of the items that were purchased for discounted prices. However, now I work on a different model. So I work with brands directly and individuals. So say, for example, you've bought a dress and worn it to a wedding once and it's just sitting in the wardrobe. I then use those dresses and list them on the website. So I work on a consignment basis.
So you're like the Airbnb of frocks.
Basically, yeah. So the model now, it works really, really well. I partnered with a bridal boutique, Vanilla Boutique, who I'm working with now for all the bridal dresses.
And brides are renting their dresses for one-off.
Yeah, I think the last time I was on here, we were thinking whether it was going to work, but it's been proven to be very popular. I mean, you're literally going to wear that dress once, so it makes a lot of sense. And we also have a bridal seamstress who will basically alter the dress to your requirement.
Interesting that you're now almost providing a revenue stream for the people who have bought and kept special occasion dresses. Can anyone put them in your pool?
We don't take anything at all. Obviously, we want to keep, we want to onboard what we know will rent well. So yeah, I don't take anything. And obviously, I have a limited space in the warehouse, so not anything. And I'm trying to push to work with brands now rather than individuals, because this allows us to have full size ranges. Whereas if I just work with individuals, then you just get one-off sizes. So I'm trying to push the movement and get brands on board.
But you're still very high-end. I mean, it's occasion wear.
Formal wear.
Are you seeing any demand, or have you had any discussion about going into less formal rentals? I mean, we're seeing a lot of monthly contracts for workwear, example, for leisure wear in other markets.
Yeah, this is definitely where we are heading. We want to make it an everyday wardrobe choice instead of a one-off for one-off occasions. But we obviously need to expand first, and that's kind of where we're heading. So.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning, talking us through what's happening with your business. Rachel Weiler is the director of dress rental company The Mode. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.